Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Numbers 851 to 920. MR Number 913, Insights on Inspiration. Bible Writers Inspired, Not Extinguished. The Lord takes the instrument that will submit to the Holy Spirit's influence. He works through the human instrument that accepts that holy influence. He works in giving the heavenly mold, but he waits for the human agency to cooperate with the divine. The Holy Spirit inspired John. He did not extinguish John. He inspired Matthew, but he did not make Matthew into some other person. We have a whole far-reaching history. Christ's prayer is, "Sanctify them through thy truth." That is, make the human agent holy through the sanctification of thy word. The human agent is not to take Christ's place or to receive the glory that was to be his living ministration. He was to behold and bear witness to the light, pointing out the way, a witness attesting to the glory, a voice in the desert, "Behold the Lamb of God." That you may understand more clearly, John, the Baptist, says he was not that light, but was appointed for this office, to bear witness of that light. Here is to be a lesson for all ministers who wish to fill the place Christ would have them fill. The minister of the gospel is to keep his hearer's attention to the fact he is a witness crying in the wilderness, "Behold the Lamb of God." He was the true light. Providence and revelation will guide. If you watch and wait and pray, providence and revelation will guide you through all the perplexities that you will meet, so that you will not fail nor become discouraged. Time will outline the beauty and grandeur of heaven's plan. It is difficult for human minds to comprehend that God, in his providence, is working for the world through a feeble instrument. To know God in the working out of his providence is true science. There is much knowledge among men, but to see the designs of heavenly wisdom in times of necessity, to see the simplicity of God's plan, revealing his justice and goodness and love, and searching out the hearts of men, this many fail to do. His plan seems too wonderful for them to accept, and thus they fail to be benefited. But providence is still in our world, working among those who are grasping for the truth. These will recognize the hand of God, but his word will not be revered by those who trust in their own wisdom. Handwritten draft of a vision. From Diary Number 16, pages 321-322. November 20th, 21, 1890. And Manuscript 29A, 1890, are copies of this diary material, as edited by Mrs. White's literary assistants and approved by her. The diary passage shown here is also shown in its typewritten form from Manuscript 29, 1890, immediately after this handwritten material. In Ms. Release Number 237 and Number 701, all of the material shown here is released. Ellen White's duty done, once she delivers God's messages. "I spoke this evening at 8 o'clock, and the Lord gave me great freedom. I feel my weakness, and I am pleading with God to restore me. I believe that he will do it. I am reaching out for stronger faith." November 21st. "During the night season, I was specially moved upon by the Spirit of God. My soul had been drawn out in earnest supplication to God. I was distressed on account of the backsliding of his people. While lying in bed, unable to sleep because of the burden resting upon me, I was pleading with the Lord. I fell asleep, and in the night season I was taught of God. My guide said, 'I have a work for you to do. You must speak the words given you by the Lord. After these words have been spoken, your duty here is done. You are not required to enter into details before individuals,
whatever may be their position or work, if they do not recognize the voice of God in the message he gives you to bear in his name. All your efforts to remove their doubts will be of no avail if they gather the clouds of darkness about their souls. If you enter into particulars, you weaken the message. It is not you speaking, but the Lord speaking through you. Those who want to know the will of God, who do not desire to follow their own will and judgment, will be easily entreated. They will be ready to discern the right way. The whys and wherefores are concealed from you. Yet speak the words I give you, however painful it may be to you. The ways in which God leads his people are generally mysterious. You have asked to know God's way. Your supplication has been answered. God knows better than you do what is good and essential for his children. He never leads them otherwise than they would wish to be led if they were able to see as clearly as he does what they must do to establish characters that will fit them for the heavenly courts. The people whom God is leading must venture out upon his word. White Estate, Washington, D.C., February 4th, 1982.